This is a Fox News Alert, a temporary extension for Title 42. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. 2 days before the end of those federal health restrictions at the border, Supreme Court's Chief Justice John Roberts has ordered the Biden administration not to end the policy, at least temporarily. The order gives the Biden administration until the close of business tomorrow to respond. Chris Cabrera, the vice president of the Border Patrol Council, tells Fox News Title 42 must continue.
We're already dealing with for the most part, open borders now and unprecedented groups coming into the country. And that's the one thing that's the single strand that's holding things together down here is Title 42.
Several Republican-led states had asked the Supreme Court to extend Title 42. The House January 6th committee asking the Justice Department to file charges against former President Trump.
As the country, we remain in strange and uncharted waters. We've never had a president of the United States stir up a violent attempt to block the transfer of power.
Committee Chairman Benny Thompson.
This was an unprecedented move by Congress to ask the DOJ to prosecute a former president. The charges, obstruction of Congress when certifying the Electoral College, conspiracy to defraud the government, lying and helping an insurrection. The committee also went after John Eastman. Eastman is the attorney who drummed up the alternate elector theory. The committee says Eastman wanted states to send in electoral votes for former President Trump, which were not certified.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol reports the committee also referred to the House Ethics Committee, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, and Representatives Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, and Scott Perry for ignoring committee subpoenas. Wall Street lower Monday, the Dow dropping 163 points, NASDAQ down 159, the S&P 500 35 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Recapping this hour's Fox News Alert, Supreme Court's Chief Justice John Roberts has temporarily ordered the Biden administration not to end Title 42 restrictions at the border and gives the White House 24 hours to respond. Russia's President Putin has ordered his forces to strengthen Russia's borders, calling fighting terrorism a top priority. Ukraine was among the topics as President Biden met Monday with Ecuador's president.
The president pledged to continue discussions on numerous topics, economy and security among them. Also,
we're going to keep building on the progress we've made together. We've made historic strides on migration.
Ecuador President Guillermo Lasso, through a translator, praised the growing partnership.
This is a great opportunity to come here and to reaffirm the democratic freedom and human rights values that we share with the glorious people of the U.S.
Presidents Biden and Lasso met and spoke one-on-one at the Summit of the Americas conference in Los Angeles last June. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A huge fine is proposed for the parent company of a popular video game for violating children's privacy.
Epic Games, the developer of the online video game Fortnite, has agreed to pay $275 million in civil penalties as part of a settlement with the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission. The settlement, the Justice Department says, will resolve alleged violations of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. Epic is accused of collecting personal information, including identity, identifiers used to keep track of players' progress and failing to notify parents it was collecting that data. If approved by a court, the $275 million penalty will be the largest ever imposed for violating the children's online privacy law. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.